Epstein victims, family of Virginia Giuffre slam Ghislaine Maxwell move to federal prison camp, smacks of a cover-up. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 1, 2025. Sexual abuse victims of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and family members of the late Virginia Giuffre. A sexual abuse victim of Epstein, criticized Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's former assistant, being moved to a prison camp. Annie Farmer and Maria Farmer, as well as Sky and Amanda Roberts, and Lynette and Danny Wilson, relatives of Giuffre, issued a statement expressing that they were outraged over the preferential treatment that Maxwell was receiving. They added that Maxwell's move to a prison camp smacks of a cover-up, and noted that the victims deserve better. The statement issued comes as Maxwell was transferred to a minimum security camp located in Bryan, Texas, after Maxwell and her attorney spent 2 days meeting with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, according to CNBC News. "It is with horror and outrage that we object to the preferential treatment convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell has received," the statement said. Ghislaine Maxwell is a sexual predator who physically assaulted minor children on multiple occasions, and she should never be shown any leniency. Maxwell was previously convicted in December 2021 of sex trafficking minors, transporting a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, as well as 3 counts of conspiracy. Maxwell was sentenced to serve 20 years in prison. Giuffre's family members and Annie Farmer and Maria Farmer added that the government overnight had moved Maxwell to a less restrictive prison, without notifying the Epstein and Maxwell victims. "This is the justice system failing victims right before our eyes," the statement continued. "The American public should be enraged by the preferential treatment being given to a pedophile and a criminally charged child sex offender." According to the Federal Bureau of Prisons website, minimum security institutions, also known as federal prison camps, FPCs, have dormitory house, a relatively low staff-to-inmate ratio, and limited or no perimeter fencing. "The Trump administration should not credit a word Maxwell says, as the government itself sought charges against Maxwell for being a serial liar," the statement added. "This move smacks of a cover-up. The victims deserve better." Breitbart News previously reported that House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, subpoenaed Maxwell for a deposition that was scheduled to take place at the Federal Correctional Institution Tallahassee on August 11, 2025. After the subpoena, Maxwell's lawyer issued a letter containing her terms, which included receiving immunity and questions provided to her in advance in exchange for her complying with the subpoena. "Our initial reaction was that Ms. Maxwell would invoke her Fifth Amendment rights and decline to testify at this time," her attorney, David Oscar Marcus, wrote in the letter to Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY. "However, after further reflection, we would like to find a way to cooperate with Congress if a fair and safe path forward can be established." Despite President Donald Trump previously calling for all pertinent grand jury testimony relating to the Epstein case to be released, U.S. District Court Judge for the Southern District of Florida Robin Rosenberg ruled that the Trump administration's request to unseal transcripts from Florida grand jury proceedings related to an investigation into Epstein was denied.